You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ko te reo ki whakarongo tai, tēnei waiata ko Asia, te kaiwaiata, and we have Asia on the line. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Ngā mihi mōrena. Tēnā koe, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, it's lovely to chat with you, and always lovely to hear that there's new music of yours out in the world. You've got a brand new single called True Love, and this is another one in the continuation of this long, long work towards your next album. How are you feeling at the moment?
Yeah, super happy. Yeah, it is. It's another release for 2023. In fact, my third and final release single for this year. But yeah, super, super happy. It's been, it's been a busy year, I have to say that much. But yeah, so excited to share, always to share new music with everyone. So
it does feel like this year has just raced towards the finish line without us really, really even having a chance to catch our breath. But I'm glad that we've had time to listen to your beautiful music this year, Asia. And I know that you've been working on this new album for quite some time. And, you know, good records do take time to sort of marinate. How do you feel about it in this process of, you know, putting the songs out in the world after some of them have, you know, been on the burner for a while? How does it feel to be at this part of the process?
It's amazing. You're right. I mean, yeah, we've been marinating on this album for about 6 years now, both Mara and I, who is producing my album. But you know, it's been worth the wait. I think there's been a lot of growth in terms of personal growth for me, not just as a musician, but just reflecting on, you know, whānau and life, and you know, I've had children in the 6 years. In fact, my daughter just turned 6 and my son's just turned 5, so it's been a busy time, as well as working, you know, full time as a teacher for most of this year. So yeah, it's nice to it's funny, I feel like, you know, True Love, and specifically True Love and Feel It, they sort of came up quite randomly, you know, late last year and the year before, whereby they're not actually going to be featured on the album. They're just more of a love review separate project, which I will put out probably as an EP as well. But I mean, the great thing about the album is that I have had support from New Zealand On Air, which was just finalised this year towards my album. So next year in March, April was when we will release that. So yeah, I can't wait. You know, it'll be like just finally sort of giving birth to my other baby, I should say. In fact, my first album, you know, which has been a long, long time coming. So yeah, I can't wait to share that.
That's really exciting. It's also a lovely thing to be able to work on two projects kind of at the same time, especially when they're kind of working on these different timelines as well. And the ideas and the feelings of Feel It and True Love sort of having this natural bubbling up and being able to chase that feels like a really nice experience. What was it like for you writing this song? How did that process kind of come about?
Yeah, so actually we were on tour for Maratike's Bad Meditation Tour in Auckland, and we were staying in Te Tirangi at the time, and my cousin and I, who were also playing for Mara at that gig, we just had a bit of downtime, and it starts off with a tune. In fact, it felt like a very familiar tune, and then we just had maybe a line or two of lyrics, and again, that's all it was for about 6 to 8 months until we picked it up again. And, you know, then I ended up writing the rest of the song. And so, I don't know. It's just something, I suppose, coming off Feel It, it was just more about trying to add a few more love songs for the audience, the listeners to hear. And also an opportunity for me to actually express maybe my ideas of love and what they mean to me. So yeah, it's been and then we were in the Massey University here in Wellington and recorded that track live specifically, and then I went back into the studio and did a bit more work on my vocals. So yeah, it's a love song, you know, and I suppose it really is about celebrating, acknowledging love, but also through meaning and purposeful intentions, I suppose, is where we can have that sort of truest connection with someone. And you know, and I've been fortunate to have that with my own partner. So yeah,
that's such a lovely thing to be able to put into words, because so many people who don't make music find such, I think, connection through hearing other people write those experiences out. And it's a really beautiful thing to share your own love with other people. And you know, music's such a lovely vessel for that type of connection.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've made this beautiful video for this single as well. Tell us a wee bit about the process for creating this, because it looks like it was like a really fun experience.
Absolutely. You know, how it actually came about was I had applied for the EQ Equaliser Grant, which is, they're all about, you know, musicians and creatives connecting. That's one of their biggest things, as well as gender equality. So Jessica Sanderson, who was the director, she actually pointed that out to me. I ended up applying and I, you know, chucked True Love demo at the time to them, and they picked it up and ran with it, which was really cool. So they funded us. We ended up getting a pool of funding to create a video, and the idea was that you work with someone that you know who's another creative, but also a wahine who is a director. And so Jessica Sanderson's a longtime friend of mine and my partner's. She knows my partner very well, actually, through Toi Whakaari here in Wellington a few years ago. And yeah, she's a wonderful film and television director, I mean, designer. She's been a mentor for me this year, especially just even on music strategy and, you know, branding and comm strategy for my business in particular. And you know, this was a one-day shoot here in Wellington. We filmed at the Nomi Hotel in another location, and her partner Ollie Coddington also produced this, and it was just such a beautiful experience. I've never ever met such a beautiful entourage of people, you know, people that work in there that are experts in their field around the filming. And yeah, it was very, very flash. It was very bougie, I'm gonna say that much. But it was such a joy. It was such a joy to dress up and you know, and do all the things and do a little bit of acting.
Yeah. I've gotta say that's something that you don't get that many opportunities to do as an adult, is dress up and kind of play around and have some fun. And I really felt that watching this video. There is a joy of that in this, which is obviously not its first takeaway, but it is definitely present in it. It's a lovely thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, yeah, it was right down to makeup artists and designers, and you know, and it was nice to sort of have that attention, in the sense that, you know, they were looking at, oh, actually, what does Asia represent? You know, sort of on the, and maybe this is a bit of your style. So it was classy for sure.
That's so special. What's coming up for you over the next couple of months? Because it's heading into summer. That's a big, you know, whānau time, a big return to home spaces. And what's going on for you over the next wee while?
Yeah, so, well, just coming to this end of the year, I've actually just started a new job. I've left teaching after 10 years, primary teaching, and moved into working with my iwi here in Ngāti Toa and Porirua. Serving as a reo consultant, which is great, amongst a wonderful team. So I'm busy doing that. We're wrapping up the year. My partner and I have just planted a whole lot of food at home. So the idea actually is just to stay put for Christmas. I don't actually have a lot of gigs or anything such as a tour announced, and that was deliberate, and that's really just so that I can finish my album and hibernate in the studio and work alongside Mata Tike. So that's my focus at this point, with the idea that the album comes out in March, April next year, 2024. So yeah, there's not a lot other than, you know, just trying to be creative and write a bit more, and of course spend time with my family.
That sounds like a lovely couple of months you got lined up there. Asia, it's such a pleasure to chat with you. I'm so looking forward to hearing more from the record in due course. But right now we've got True Love to listen to and a great music video to check out too. Have a really great rest of your year and a nice Christmas period. And we'll see you in the new year to talk more music, I'm sure.
Thank you so much for having me, and always appreciate your guys' support. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Tides away, we pull away. wave of love this way. When the moon shines, there's you and I passing through the night. Fluorescent shades in different shapes. Through love we can't escape. It's through love, it's through love, it's through love, it's through love. It's true love, it's true love, it's true love, it's true love, true love. Through love we can't escape. Through love, it's through love, it's through love, it's through love. It's true love, it's true love, it's true love, it's true love, true love. Yeah. Oh, if we are open to the notion of you and I. My heart awaits, I can't escape. No words could ever say. Like a movie or a dream, you weave with a part of me. Can we make a love that waits? Real love is here to stay. It's true love, it's true love, it's true love, it's true love. It's true love, it's true love, it's true love, it's true love, true love. Through love we can't escape. Through love, it's true love, it's true love, it's true love. It's true love, it's true love, it's true love, it's true love, true
That is Asia with True Love, a beautiful new track from Asia with a great music video that you should go check out today. If you've got some time on your break, watch something lovely from Te Whanganui a Tara. Thank you so much to Asia for speaking with us. I'm really looking forward to her album that she's going to be putting out next year, and also a little EP as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.